Our gospel reading tonight is a familiar one. It comes from Luke chapter 2, verses 1 through 20. Hear now the word of God. In those days, a decree went out from Emperor Augustus that all the world should be registered. This was the first registration that was taken while Quirinius was governor of Syria. All went to their own towns to be registered. Joseph also went from the town of Nazareth in Galilee to Judea, to the city of David called Bethlehem, because he was descended from the house and the family of David. He went to be registered with Mary, to whom he was engaged and who was expecting a child. While they were there, the time came that she was to deliver her child. And she gave birth to her firstborn son and wrapped him in bands of cloth and laid him in a manger because there was no place for them in the inn. And in that region, there were shepherds living in their fields, keeping watch over their flocks by night. Then an angel of the Lord stood before them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid, for see, I am bringing you good news of great joy for all the people. To you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, who is the Messiah, the Lord. And this will be a sign for you. You will find a child wrapped in bands of cloth and lying in a manger." And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest heaven, and on earth peace among those whom he favors." When the angels had left them and gone into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let us now go to Bethlehem and see this thing that has taken place, which the Lord has made known to us." So they went with haste, and they found Mary and Joseph and the child lying in a manger. When they saw this, they made known what had been told them about this child, and all who heard it were amazed at what the shepherds told them. But Mary treasured all these words and pondered them in her heart. The shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all they had heard and seen, as it had been told them. This is the word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. Let us pray. God of wonder and hope, most faithful God, we rejoice to be in your presence this night. Help us to hear these words in ways that will heal us, help us, change us, so that we too might claim your gifts of hope and peace and joy and love this night. In the name of our blessed Savior, Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen. I'd like to tell you a story tonight. The story happened a long time ago and far, far away, but it's as important now as it was when it first occurred. Because in this story, heaven touched earth and changed our stories forever. Back then, the world was a rough place. We might say that of the place we have today. But back then, there was a powerful empire, the Roman Empire, and it seemed set on conquering every territory it could reach. The empire was strong and mighty and had massive military armies, and those armies instilled fear in all whom they met. The empire was good at building. They built roads and walls and aqueducts and armies and fear. And all that building and moving around and conquering took a lot of money. And so there were a lot of taxes that even the poorest people had to pay. And when the empire made a decree, everyone obeyed or they faced terrible consequences. And so it was that there was a young woman named Mary and a not so young man named Joseph. And they were headed to Bethlehem late one winter's night because the empire decreed that a census should be taken and everyone should be counted. You see, they needed to know how many people there were in a particular area so they knew how much they could tax them. Mary and Joseph were married, and since Joseph's family was from Bethlehem, also known as the city of David, they made the long journey from Mary's city of Nazareth. Sometimes road trips can be fun. We look forward to seeing family members and friends, and we have special meals and celebrations, and sometimes we even receive gifts. But this wasn't that type of trip. Not entirely. Mary and Joseph would have preferred to stay back at home in Nazareth, where they had made their home, and where they had the help of those of their friends and families, and they would need it soon. They would need it very soon. Because you see, Mary was expecting a child. She was pregnant, and not just a little bit pregnant either. She is what many have called heavy laden. Pretty much the last thing she wanted to do was take a road trip. But the empire decreed it, and so they did it. Joseph did his best to make Mary comfortable, but they didn't have much money. There were no Ubers or Lyfts, and so he borrowed a donkey for the journey. After many days and nights of travel, Mary and Joseph had nearly reached the city of David, Bethlehem. And it was a good thing, too, because Mary, she wasn't feeling too well. She started feeling tinges of pain in her stomach every once in a while. And sometimes she even caught her breath when the pain came on real strong. God will provide for our needs, she told herself, whenever she began to worry about childbirth. Mary breathed slowly and deeply as she rubbed her belly and took in that peaceful night. She saw the brilliant canopy of stars overhead and the lights of the villages off in the distance. She heard the soft baaing and the bells of sheep and sheep herders in the hills, and she felt a soft breeze on her face. She rocked to the rhythm of the donkey, left and right, as they made their way closer to the city. And she was grateful for the weight of Joseph's hand on her shoulder. It made her feel content. And she was looking forward to laying down in a bed for a first time in quite a few weeks. Well, while Mary was taking in the surroundings, Joseph was mostly worried about Mary. Joseph wasn't a man of many words. There wasn't much to be said. Every once in a while, after Mary gasped a bit, Joseph would try to speed up the donkey, but it only lasted a few steps before the creature slowed again to a pace that it clearly wanted to take. Joseph tried not to worry about where they were going to stay or when they arrived in Bethlehem. He tried to be faithful. God will provide for our needs, he told himself, whenever he felt the fear come on strong. Well, once Mary and Joseph arrived in town, they began looking for a place to stay. As Mary's discomfort grew, they knew they needed to find a place to rest, and quick, because it was almost time for her to give birth. It was hard not to get discouraged, hard not to panic, as one place after another turned them down. The empire's census had caused a lot of traveling, and Mary and Joseph had arrived rather late. Finally, just when it seemed all hope was lost, someone allowed them to use their stable. Mary and Joseph made the most of it. It was warm and dry, even if it was a bit pungent. And the donkey was thrilled. The other animals looked on in interest, chewing their food, while Joseph quickly made a bed of straw and Mary laid down. It wasn't much later that Mary delivered a beautiful baby boy. And because they remembered what the angel of the Lord had told them, they named that baby boy Jesus. Jesus, because he will save the people from their sin. Jesus, the Holy One. Jesus, the Son of God. Well, in those moments just after the birth, Mary and Joseph laughed and they cried with joy and relief that Jesus was happy and healthy and he had 10 fingers and 10 toes. Since Mary was pretty exhausted, but otherwise okay, the little baby Jesus was wrapped in cloths and placed near them in the best thing they could find, a feeding trough or a manger. And then Mary leaned back against Joseph, and they talked about what all this would mean. The angel of the Lord had told Mary that this baby would reign over the house of Jacob forever, and his kingdom will have no end. But what did that mean? Well, it had been a pretty exhausting night, so Mary and Joseph soon nodded off, only to be awoken by a bunch of clamoring shepherds. All at once, it wasn't such a peaceful night anymore. Mary quickly grabbed baby Jesus, and Joseph stood up as big and tall as he could and took his staff in his hand. Noisy, smelly shepherds squeezed into that small stable, and they were all talking at once. Mary and Joseph caught bits and pieces of what they were trying to say. One said, "There was a brilliant light in the sky. At first there was one angel, and then there were a lot of angels. It was terrifying. It was thrilling." Somebody else said, "But one of the angels said, 'Don't be afraid. I have good news of great joy for all people. Today in the city of David, a Savior has been born to you, and he is Christ the Lord. You'll find him wrapped in cloths and lying in a manger, and look, here you are.' And then after that, it was like the sky opened up, and there was this great big chorus of angels, and they all kept singing over and over again, 'Glory to God in the highest, and on earth, peace.'" Well, Mary and Joseph, they could hardly take it all in, but they were familiar with how it feels when an angel visits. And to have a whole bunch of them at the same time, well, everybody relaxed a bit, and they chuckled at the shepherd's response. And amazingly, through all of this, baby Jesus hardly made a noise. So Mary uncovered his face a little bit, and one of his hands popped out, and a foot dangled a little lower. And it might have been something else entirely, but it seemed to get a bit brighter in that stable at just that moment. Well, it certainly got quieter anyway. As the shepherds realized that they could now see their newborn Savior, the Messiah, and he was awake and looking in their direction. A silence, a reverence fell over that stable. One by one, the shepherds fell to their knees. Some laughed. Some wept. Some were brave enough to come forward, and they touched Jesus' toes or his little fingers. And some remained hidden in the shadows, longing to touch the baby, but finding it too hard to believe what they had seen and what they had heard. And so they were afraid to come forward. Well, Mary and Joseph shared a look that carried a weight of meaning. So this is what the angel of the Lord had meant. Strangers would come and worship their child as the Son of God. Jesus was just a baby, and yet he was a king. The Savior of the nations, our Messiah, God with us. After some time had passed, the shepherds started to depart. As the last one left, Mary cradled Jesus in her arms, and she laid back down. Joseph settled in beside her, wrapped his arm around his young family. That night, they shared words of faith and hope and love and peace and joy, great joy. Together, they wondered what their future would be like, and they said to each other, God will provide for our needs. God did provide for Mary and Joseph's needs, my friends, and God has provided and will continue to provide for your needs and mine as well through the birth of our Savior, Jesus Christ. Here tonight, I want you to know that this story is inextricably woven into your story and mine. God loves you so much that he sent his son to earth to save you. God loves you so much that he abandoned his throne in heaven to make his humble dwelling in you. God loves you so much that he sent his son to redeem your sins. And God loves you so much that he's saving a space for you in his kingdom, a kingdom that has no end. Then, as now, Jesus was born for such a time as this. There is no darkness, there is no evil that will ever put out that light. I don't know what mountains you're facing tonight, what challenges or hardships, pains and sorrows, doubts and fears weigh most on your mind and heart this night. But this is what I do know. You don't have to go it alone. Step out of the shadows and into the light. Like an infant who stretches out his arms, our Lord of light and love is waiting to be embraced by you. Reach out in faith and take his hand. Claim the power that he wants to share with you, the power of inexhaustible hope, all-surpassing peace, and unmeasurable love. And may God grant you great joy, a defiant joy, despite your circumstances, that allows you too to sing with the angels. Glory to God in the highest heaven, and peace on earth. Amen.